Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
They played better.
I don't
want to
play semantics.
Better than I thought they would have played. Yeah,
like, they played okay. Like, I don't think they played great.
They were fine.
Yeah, like, it was just like they weren't awful. Like, I expected them to be awful yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wondered if I found the... I don't think there's anything wrong with... I don't think anything wrong with... There's anything wrong with players meeting. But the idea that it was leaked that there was a players-only meeting to me felt really, really different. Mm. After the first game. Then you lose the second one. It's like, oh, this is tough. You have the weird Mike McDaniel press conference, and then it becomes, yo, what is happening right now? Mm-hmm. I did wonder if Buffalo got out at home up quick. Could this thing get really, really south? It didn't. That's the curve I'm grading on. Mm-hmm. What I thought was going to happen absolutely didn't. But in the end, like, I didn't think Tua was great yesterday.
No.
He just wasn't awful. Obviously, the turnover was a killer. Their run game isn't there. Like, I don't know what they're like. What? And this is their problem. They're 0-3. Like, they don't. What's the identity they're trying to establish?
I would say this when talking about yesterday's game. Just my feeling on Thursday night. Nobody ever looks great. So, are two things: can you stay healthy, and are you going to compete? That's kind of what I judge you on. The numbers, the actual production, like nobody who ever plays on Thursday, especially if you're a road team, looks great. So I wasn't expecting anybody to look great, but they competed, and they gave themselves an opportunity to win that game. And like I said, maybe it's a low bar for what I expected or what I thought might happen. But I looked at it like, oh, okay, that's a good sign. That's a good sign, and maybe that's something that Mike McDaniel can build on going into week four against the Jets. Get that first win of the season.
Go Fins.
Well, that was enthusiastic. That was enthusiastic. Buffalo 3-0. Josh Allen looking good.
Yeah. Did you see your boy? Your boy was.
What did Greeny say? Can we clarify who my boy is?
Your boy Greeny, Mike Greenberg.
Greeny.
Damian Barling's friend, Mike Greenberg.
Your boy was tripping.
One, why is Greeny my guy?
You watch him.
Watched.
Yeah, he used to come to the show every day. Oh, yeah, I was watching Get Up this morning. He used to do the Get Up thing or whatever he did.
Good morning.
That's what it is. I didn't even get it right.
He was tripping.
What did he do?
It's just the extra.
Wait, and why was he even involved in this?
He was on Get Up. It was on
Get Up. It was this morning. Yeah. Oh, who was watching Get Up now?
Not me. People talk about how stupid it is all over the internet.
Oh, okay. Stay off the internet.
But he has the they're talking about the game last night or whatever. And he goes, you know what? I've been watching this game 50 years. 50 years I've been watching the NFL. I got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever seen anybody play the position of quarterback better than Josh Allen is playing right now. He is playing the best quarterback I've ever seen. That doesn't mean he's the best player. That doesn't mean there isn't better players. But command, all this. I've never seen anybody play the quarterback position better.
Why do people do that? Why can't Josh Allen just be playing good? Why does it have to be so dramatic?
It's greeny, so he's not. But I feel like if you do that, you do that because you're bad at your job. But like, again, it's greeny, so he's not. Greeny's good, but it's like there's no reason. You don't need to do that, greeny.
Even Bart Scott was just – Bart Scott, he's like, all right, man. Literally on air, he was like, all right.
Did he really? Yeah. That's hilarious.
He was like, man.
But you know what? Like, he said it.
I don't like Bart Scott, though, so it's not as funny.
He said it. It
would have been funny if Booger did it.
They put the clip out on Twitter. Casey saw it, and now we're talking about it on our show.
That's it.
No.
That's it. That was crazy. I feel like Greeny's not a hot take guy, though.
No, like, I think no, Greeny, you're really, right. Greeny really just sometimes that. Says really stupid stuff.
Yeah, he tripping. He tripping. I responded thinking.
Is this
Lamar.
Really the quote? I've been watching this sport 50 years. No one has ever played quarterback better than Josh Allen. You can't be better than Josh Allen is. He just hasn't won anything. What? That is incredible.
Greeny was wild.
Patrick Mahomes was 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. His first year as a starter. Like, that was better than this.
We don't even have to go into history.
Yeah, we can talk 2018. About, like, Lamar Jackson last year was better than what Josh Allen has done the first 2 weeks. Josh Allen last year is better than what the first 2 weeks of this season are.
There's other Josh Allen years.
Yes. Joe Burrow, I think, threw for like a million touchdowns last year. Like, it's fine.
The fact that, and I searched Mike Greenberg in Twitter, the fact that they had Greeny interview Seth Rollins is freaking hilarious.
I might want to watch that.
Seth was on NFL Network the other day.
Well, he is like a season-long. Yeah, he's a season-long correspondent with them.
Bears guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so he's on with them pretty regularly.
Seth! Can you tell me what was going on when your knee was hurt? And was your knee really hurt?
That was Greeny?
I don't think.
That was
you
tough.
Heard it.
You got the cadence. Like, the cadence is there, but it's just, I don't know.
Good morning.
That's a better Greeny.
This guy has
it's time to get up.
Now, what are we going to know when we come back from commercial? What are we going to find out?
The D in Big D stands for, I don't, it's something, I don't know. We'll come back. Schefter just tweets, Brock Purdy is listed as questionable for Sunday's game. No surprise there.
Yeah, he was listed questionable yesterday.
He's going to be a game time decision. We'll come back. Our man Eddie Gonzalez joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
A minute. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eddie Gonzalez with us here. We were just talking about the difficulties of this WWE-ESPN relationship, and Eddie was just talking about how, like, the whole thing is a work now. And the one thing, like, everything, like, literally everything you see, it's like it's not real. It's some form of script, even when they're telling you that it's real. And that was the thing about the John Cena part of Netflix that I appreciated, is John was just like, I'm not going to tell you anything, because if I tell you anything, if I tell you why I did this, if I tell you that, it destroys the end of this, and there's still a story to be told. So I actually appreciated that from John, that he didn't try to, like, they didn't try to work that. He just said, no, sorry, I'm not really going to participate in this part. And my it's because I want people to watch the end of this story.
My take about wrestling has been the same for a while now. Like, we watch it wrong now. And what I mean is, we were never supposed to have all this information. And now we do.
Right.
And we watch it through that lens. Like, oh, such and such has the belt. This must be by way of backstage manipulations and politics, and or, you know, such and such is getting a push. Backstage must have valued this in that person, mm-hmm. and that's why they're getting more screen time now. And like now we're like that instead of just, oh, this is a show and that's the good guy, and I hope he beats the bad guy, but the bad guy keeps cheating. Now it's like, oh, they want to keep Seth on top because that's Triple H's guy and has always been Triple H's guy. He even uses his move. And we screwed it up for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sometimes I just want the show.
Hell, tell me all of this later. Like, I love the 80s, 90s documentaries about, like, what really happened. Tell me 10 years later what really happened. Don't tell me in real time what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to know then.
Like, right now, let me just be like, oh, this is cool. It's wrestling. Like, the show is great. And then do the untold 10, 15 years later and tell me why, Seth.
The attention span's too short. They want to know right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't get the doc in 10 years no more about mm-hmm. Punk returning. I literally watched it all as Punk returns. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure pretty soon we're going to get the AJ Lee return brought to you by WWE. Narrated by Triple H instead of McMahon. Like, that's on the way, you know what I mean? So again, like, I watch it, so it works, but I feel like we're watching this wrong. And like, I hate to be the bad guy.
No, you're actually this. You're spot on with that.
Oh no, it's about to get worse. Give me a sec. I hate to be the bad guy that says this, but this was one thing Vince was right about. And he was right about a lot of stuff. Mm. He's just very wrong about a lot of other stuff. Mm. But this was one part of the, like, the show. When we walk through the curtain, it's the show. This, get the kids out of backstage with all of this stuff. Like, I think he was kind of right about this.
The idea that, like, the idea that you have to, that you work, like, the Seth Rollins story is, like, the perfect, because they're working, like, your colleagues.
Yeah.
Like, that's
ridiculous. Now they're playing into the fact that you guys are paying attention to everything. So now we're even doing this in storyline. And now this week, which is how we arrived on this conversation, ESPN is doing backstory to the dupe, and it's brought to you by ESPN in promotion of the event that's also on ESPN in 3 days, blah, 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 blah. And, like, now it's just this secular relationship, and everything's.
And it's this mixed batter of fiction and reality. And it just becomes like the story that they're telling that they want you to believe. And it's like a lot of what they do. Like, it's a lot of what they do about their past, about the past of WWE, WWF. It's the past about, like, the acquisition of WCW and the so-called Monday Night Wars and all of that stuff. There's no one around to tell the other side of the story, so they can tell the story how they want to. Right. And it's a mix of fiction and reality. But it's the story that they get to tell. And for so long, their word is just taking it as gospel. The sad part is that's kind of media today.
Yeah.
Media is a mix of fiction and reality.
So to the Vickers go, the spoilers, they write the history books. I met Eric Bischoff a few months ago, and we ended up talking about wrestling, of course. And I was like, are you doing any docs anytime soon? I feel like you do them all the time. He's like, yeah, I do them when they want me to, and I'll do like 3-4 in a row and like this and this and this. And I said, I'm surprised you do them all, because like every WWE doc devolves into, yeah, well, we were just like so super cool. And WCW was like the dumbest, nerdiest guys of all time. And we were just so super cool and smart, and Vince was smart, and Stone Cold was the greatest, and we killed them. And he just started laughing. He's like, I mean, that's what happens when you win. You get to say that. So, like, that's the WWE mantra. It's like, right now, it's like, man, Hunter's just like a genius, man. He just gets it. Shawn Michaels is just genius. He just gets it. He just gets the kids. And I think the thing, too, is, like, the audience strays older now than it used to be. It's not really for kids anymore. Like, they want kids to watch. But you look around an arena, everybody's 25, 28, yeah. 30, 35. Yeah. Everybody grew up on Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
With $500 like, championship belts on their shoulders. Yeah,
we're marketing to them. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, there's kids, of course, but like the kids come anyway. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We're marketing it like 25-year-old frat boy. And you know who 25-year-old frat boy loves? The genius Triple H. And he just goes from there.
Well, you know
it's, I say all that and I watch, and I'm going to watch tomorrow. And like, but it's like, it's a little more obvious than it's ever been.
I follow to a certain degree. I don't watch the way I used to.
That's a great way to put it.
I follow, like, because of Twitter, like, I'll see, Trinity one or something. Like, I'll see that, and if it's something that piques my interest, I'll dive a little bit more into it to see the full match or see what's going on. But I ain't watched Raw in months.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely ain't watched SmackDown in months.
We talked about that last week, right, about the NBA. Like, the WWE understands we'll watch on Twitter. We'll watch on YouTube, you know. And it used,
they lean
you,
into
could
it.
Could you imagine how crazy that is? Like, when we were younger, you either saw the show on Sunday night, you saw the pay-per-view, or that was it. You might get the replay Tuesday. But could you imagine you miss it, but then you wake up the next morning, it's just there for you?
Remember, like, on Raw, they used to show still shots.
Photos, yeah.
Because they couldn't show clips because they wanted people to get the replay. Yeah. And I think there was like a 30-day window they couldn't show a moving video. So that's it was crazy. Like a still shot of Sean getting ready to hit Sweet Chin Music or something.
So now you don't have to watch any of it, because I can just go on the WWE official YouTube and like, all right, here's the main from last night. Let's watch it. And I'm good. You know? And it's like, and then they have this vault account now, and they'll just run up old docs. And like, it's just, it's easier than ever to watch and to follow, but it's also less necessary than ever to watch and follow, because you can just do it on your own time now.
By the way, you know, we all roll our eyes when they'll be like, oh, Triple H is a genius. Oh, yeah, all right. Sean is a genius. Okay. Sean is a genius. Sean gets me to watch.
I think we're going to say the same thing. Sean Michaels decided like 3 years ago, like, what if everybody's just bad? Like, you know, that's a good idea.
Sean, give me the tap in.
We're going back to the Attitude Era with Sable and Sonny. Just no, they're all no, black.
I'm gonna find 40 Sables in Jacqueline, but I'm gonna find them in D1 colleges playing basketball and gymnastics. Like, good. That dude's like, he's like Sam Presti scout. Like, he's up here, dude. Like, he gets it. Flavors too. Like,
executive of the year, Shawn Michaels.
Executive. Like, he knows what we all like.
Yeah. Oh, this one's not for you. Let me introduce you to Rhea Ripley.
Oh, you don't like Rhea? How about Kehlani Jordan?
Jada Parker. Jada Parker.
Hey, man, y'all doing good, man.
Cardi B. Who was it?
Sexy Red.
Sexy Red. Come to daddy. Come to daddy. Yo,
hey, they holding him hostage backstage. He doing TikToks with all of them. Jada Parker be having him by the neck. Like,
and it's so crazy too, because Sean was the boy toy and the Sean. And now he's just bald and he walks around in these like tight jeans and this like blazer, and he just looks like a crazy old man.
They love him though. Like, everybody loves him.
It's HBK.
Everybody wrestles like him now too.
It's HBK.
That's the other part. Like, he's training everybody to wrestle just like him.
Yeah.
That's why we get sweet chin spam every match we watch on NXT ever.
Did you read the New York Times today?
You know, I just like, I don't like, there's almost not a polite way to say this, right? And I don't want to be rude, but like, to bring your family in this world, and they're growing, and they're people within workplaces end up dating and stuff. So it's like almost expected, but you would hope it wouldn't, I guess. Mm. But it's just like crazy to have that business out in the street, to me. You know, maybe he doesn't care. He knew, obviously, but like, to have that business put out in the street and now people are just judging you on that is wild. But this is no secret, right? Like, we can't be that surprised. His other daughter's married to a former player, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I'm Jeremy Lamb. Pretty sure married his other daughter.
No, this is the same daughter.
This is the same girl.
This is the same daughter.
Yeah.
Guys.
This is the same daughter.
Okay, now I did read some new stuff today. How's Jeremy Lamb feeling today?
Well, they broke up. Yeah, they broke up a long time. This is the funny part. This is the funny part, and we laugh about this all the time, and it's not like
she also used to be a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I follow now.
Yeah.
No judgment.
No, a singer, well, general a little, manager.
A little bit.
I mean, who of us hasn't slept with a potential murderer? Like, I mean, come on. Like, it.
I thought you were going to say coworker.
Well, some of us are sleeping with coworkers, but it's different. It's different. I told Eddie this during the break. Like, I can sleep with my coworker. I can't sleep with my boss. And that's a very different
or
thing.
Or my employee.
Right. It's a very, very different thing. And I mean, that's so like she the was w, the general manager.
The W has had its share of rumors and borderline scandals along these lines. Not the general manager, but we've had coaches get married to people. Mm-hmm. We've had teammates get married. We've had what school was it? Baylor, right? Baylor. They had their that own scandals. Like, yeah, it's been a lot of stuff. So it's like, again, like we had trainers, we had the what was Buddy's name in the Spurs? Like, these people are around each other a lot, and not only are they around each other a lot, they're like, you know, these athletes, they're, you know, attractive people, they're half naked damn near every time you see them. Like, there's a lot of stuff to go that has opportunity to go down. So I'm never surprised when people hook up within this world, But that doesn't mean it's okay either. Like, that doesn't mean that's how it's supposed to be. And then the way it's described in this article is just like, your buddy was doing exactly what it sounded like he was doing. He was trying to make the team. And so, I mean, that's got to be frustrating. I mean, if you're Vivek, like, yo, what are you doing?
Now, but, I will say this. I'm not defending him at all. I'm just trying to see what you guys think about this. Does it come off at all that once he found out what was going on, it seemed like he got her out of there immediately? Because it was pretty abrupt, remember, like when she was not the GM?
Yeah.
Does that kind of go towards when he found out maybe that was going on? Or somebody found out and he said, hey, we got to get her out of here. Maybe what happened?
You got Pablo to find out, man.
Yeah.
Pablo, you got a long 2026 ahead of him, because we got a lot of things we need to find out in life.
I love that that's the new way of someone saying someone needs to investigate something. Is that now we don't say, oh man, we need to look into this. It's like, no, we need to go get Pablo. We need to.
Pablo will find out. Boy.
Pablo will find out.
That's his bag.
Pablo will find out. I don't know. Maybe like she was removed from the position of general manager, but she wasn't gone.
No.
I mean, her titled position of authority was gone, but she was clearly still very much around. And it was, I don't know when the Jeremy Lamb stuff started, but I know when it got public, and it was after she wasn't the general manager anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah. Also, there's a level of professionalism you're supposed to have, and this is part of that. Mm-hmm. You know, like this is to not be in your building doing that.
It can't be doing
and,
that.
And so, bro. Like, if we remove all cultural, whatever, all like being a dad, all that stuff. There's a level of professionalism you're supposed to have in that higher position in a company. It's, I would imagine, especially being family, you know, like all the opinions that come with that. Like, all right, let me be on my P's and Q's because I already know how people feel about me being.
You're already being scrutinized.
Yeah. And so to still do that, it's like, all right, you can't be here. Like you're causing more trouble than you're worth at that point. Right. So it's a messy situation. It's always a messy situation when this happens. We were talking about Ime on the break, and there's been other examples of scandals like this. It's always messy. And then you throw in the family aspect. It's like, yeah, I'm positive they want to be over this story fast. Like, let's just play some basketball, please.
Yeah, that it's just a bad look. It's just a terrible look for everybody involved. And one of the things that D'Lo brought up earlier, that I think is a legit question. I'll ask you: do you think she should get the potentially? Get the Uncle Dennis treatment that we think he should get? Like we're like, Uncle Dennis can't be around. Do you think the NBA might look at Anjali and tell Vivek, like, you want to keep this team, she can't be around?
I would imagine. So he's not the sole owner, right? So there's a board, there's people who are involved with this type of situation. Now again, that's a lot to tell somebody, especially a powerful man like that. Like, hey, I would imagine it has to be considered at some point. At some point it has to be understood, like, yo, this just looks bad. You know what I mean? Even if you can privately explain it and it makes perfect sense, it's like, this just looks bad. And now we're talking about twice. And now we have a story that we honestly don't want nothing to do with him in Vegas. And now this is like another tie to us, to this story. We're trying to be as far away from this as we can be. And it's like, yeah, at some point it's problematic. Who has the sway to say that to him? Maybe he said it to himself, but I do think at some point, yeah, like, you need to be off doing something else. It's fine. And we're probably there.
We need to talk. My bad.
No, you good. I was just going. Our man Polo L says we're acting like players of all sports don't date the cheerleaders, dancers, ticket sales, all of that. Players aren't the cheerleaders' bosses.
Right.
Players.
Yeah,
aren't
we're
the
not talking about the
bosses.
Owner's daughter, though. That's
players
different.
Aren't ticket sales bosses. That's not the same. That's not the same thing.
And also, as far as I know, if they are caught, one of them's got to go. Usually it's the cheerleader or the ticket salesman. Like, that's not, from what I know, inside NBA organizations, the cheerleaders aren't supposed to date the players. Like, if it comes out that they're dating the players or whatever, they'll tell them, look, you either got to stop dating them or you can't be a cheerleader no more. Mm-hmm. And or they won't even give them that option. They'll just be like, you can't do it. And that's a complete, like you said, that's a completely different dynamic than what
went on. And by the way, when that happens and comes out, it's usually some scrutiny with that too. Mm-hmm. You know, Dwight Howard, Dwight Howard came into the league as like this church boy and then got a cheerleader pregnant. She went viral like earlier this year for like going off on him. But anyway, the point is, that was a big deal when it happened. It was like, yo, you can't do that, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Pretty sure his dad wanted to kill him too.
Yeah, it was like it was a thing. And like he's had more kids and more scandals since then. But it's not like we just go, oh, they're dating. Okay, whatever, cool. No, it's usually a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it happens in football, and it's like, yeah, it's usually a big deal. Even like Eric Spoelstra was dating a former cheerleader. That was a big deal. So like, yeah, it's usually an issue.
The thing we had talked about earlier too was, you know, in regards to her not being around anymore, with this story coming out, I talked about how if I was Vivek, and let's get away from ownership and all this other stuff, that's my daughter. I don't want to put you in that position no more. Right. I don't want you sitting courtside where a drunken fan can call you something or say something to you, or people, you know, taking video of you at half court on Twitter and start like, I think I want to, as much as I enjoy owning this team and having you there with me and everything, this is something that, like I said, as you being my daughter, I don't even want to subject you to some of the things that the public may say because of the story that's come out at this point.
Yeah, there's two sides of the dad coin, and we don't know how Vivek is or isn't as a dad. You know what I mean? Like, the most we know is from Malcolm Gladwell's book, where it was like he wanted his kids to win. But like, the point is that I'm going to make is, if he isn't overbearing dad, it's like, yo, you can't do that. He's also like caring dad. It's like, yo, let's kind of shield you from some of this that's about to happen, some of this scrutiny. And that's probably the easiest way. She doesn't need to be a public figure. She can be off being Vivek Ranadive's daughter or running some other business, I'm sure he has. And it's like, but again, I think it goes back to the scrutiny of just the nepotism of it all. We all laugh at Stephen Jones all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we laugh at, going back to wrestling, Khan with AEW. They call him $1 billion baby all the time. Like, dude, we do that all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's no different from that. And so it's like, why put her in that if you don't need to?
Hell, bring it full circle. People laughed at Hunter.
Yeah,
like, Hunter married into one of the biggest positions in now. I don't think that this is true, because I do think Hunter knows the business as well as anyone ever has. But this is the scrutiny you invite when you fall in love with the boss's daughter. Like, this is everything you've accomplished, everything Hunter has ever accomplished in his career, everything he ever will accomplish, will all be undermined by the fact that he married Stephanie McMahon. And that's not fair. It's just reality.
And the more Steph says about the story, and she's always like kind of like on thin ice with it, but like, she makes it almost sound like Vince pushed those pieces into place. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a lot there. Let me, like, we'll talk about that for 5 hours. But yeah, that's what comes with that. And if you're in their chair, you go, no, I worked hard for this. I did what I had to do, and I made it happen. But it's still, there is that scrutiny. There still is the way, and perception becomes reality. Yeah. So, you know, perception for this story right now is what it is, and that's reality for a lot of people. And the only way you can kind of protect her from that is to remove her from that in totality.
Mm-hmm. Quick change of subjects. We have a few minutes left here. Eddie, we have seen so far in the first 2 weeks, good Gino.
No!
And bad Gino.
Have we seen good Gino?
I thought he was pretty good week one. I thought he was pretty good. I thought he was controlled. I thought he was solid. He was very bad. Very bad on Monday night. And now they got a game against the Commanders with Marcus Mariota instead of Jaden Daniels. And I think a lot of us, I'm sure Raider Nation included, want to see how this team responds after that poor offensive performance against the Chargers.
Yeah, let me warn the Raider fans out there. Don't get too excited that Jaden Daniels is out. It would be the most Raider thing ever for Marcus Mariota to just shred us and run for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns, right? Like, it would be the most Raider thing ever. Yeah, that Monday night game was tough to watch. I mean, your first throw the first play of the whole game is a nasty interception that should have been intercepted by the first person, got intercepted by the second person. And it just goes from there. The other two I can almost overlook. Like, they were just – he was trying. You know, it's like, all right. But the team just didn't look good. Can't block. Even when Khalil Mack got hurt, they still couldn't block. They can't block for Jinty. He's got, like, I think more negative runs than he has runs over 5 yards. So it's like he's just in this situation where he's always about to get tackled when he gets the ball. I actually kind of like their weapons at receiver, but what can you do if you can't throw to him? So it's like this weird situation. And for the Chargers to be able to sit back in zone all game, the same zone essentially, and you can't pick through it. You don't have the athletes to do anything to shake them out of it, and you can't block enough to sit back and finally find the windows and make throws. That's unfortunate to watch. I mean, this is kind of what we knew this team would be, like, okay, and they're not going to be great. So, yeah, they probably should win the game on the road, even though it's on the road, because it's a backup quarterback, and Washington isn't all that great either. Mm-hmm. But don't be shocked if it's a close game. And we see some great plays by the speed they have out in Washington. And, like, Marcus Mariota scampers for a few different situations. I'm not excited about this team, you know. But it's frustrating to watch. But that is Geno. Geno have good games. Geno have bad games. He's a journeyman quarterback who's made it work in this league. And that's what we're going to get from him. That's the play we're going to get. And, unfortunately, the, like, crop of quarterbacks in college right now don't look all that great either. So I don't even know what we'd essentially be tanking for if we tried to in the next 2 years.
I don't usually buy into this stuff or anything, but it is a bit, you know, situationally, it's a tough spot. You're on a short week. You're going cross country. The team that you're playing.
They're on a long week, by the way.
They're on the mini bye. They're coming off a loss. They're going to have everybody's focus in that locker room. It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot for the Raiders this week. The Commanders are probably looking at this like, oh, we need this win. We got the Raiders in this situation. Yep. We have to win this game. So, it's a tough spot.
Yeah, and then, like, long week, going west to east, all this stuff working against you. You should be the better team. The other team is going to start quarterback, but again, I'm not getting my hopes up. Thankfully, it's at 1 o'clock, so I'll
KD
be like,
about to be on your able head.
To get over it and watch some good football out of that.
KD about to and, be on your head, bro.
Look, he tried to be silly. I don't know if I can say this. He tried to make a friendly wager with me today, and I'm like, still. I'll take it, but yeah, I think he's going. I was thinking about going, but after that, I'm like, I ain't going. I think he's going. So
have a great weekend, Eddie. Enjoy the game. Appreciate you as always, man.
Hey, D-Lo, I like your shirt. I do not like his though.
Yeah, come on.
Understandable.
Shout out to the GOAT.
Understandable.
Shout out to the GOAT. Understandable. 49 of Friday.
No doubt.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you, boy. That's a man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there. We'll come back. We'll dive into the media tour. That our man Aaron Turner is doing. He's everywhere this morning. But is he saying anything? Well, we'll talk about it. It's D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan says it's highly unlikely that Brock Purdy will start at quarterback. They're going to wait until tomorrow to see whether Purdy can be number two or an emergency number three. But right now it looks like Mac Jones will be the starting quarterback versus the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday.
That's actually something that you never really consider. At least I never really consider that. It's not a bad way to go about it. Like, yeah, we're not going to start him. If something goes wrong,
but if we need him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't hear that very often. That's a good point. It's normally, and maybe that speaks a little bit to the confidence they have in Mac. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Calais Campbell? I didn't think there was anything wrong with it, but some people were like, oh, I think he was just trying to cover it up because he was asked on one of those shows, one of those NFL shows, who would you rather play in this game on Sunday, Brock or Mac Jones? And he goes, you want me to answer that honestly? And he goes, no, I'll be honest. I'd rather see Mac just because he's a newer guy to that system. Brock is like a master in that system, so you know I'd rather face Mac for that reason. And they're like, you just rather face
Mac. Well, no, what he could have said is, man, there's no difference. It's the same guy. Which obviously isn't true. Yeah. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, but I think Mac Jones is a solid quarterback, especially with Kyle Shanahan calling plays for him. So we'll see what happens on Sunday, whether Brock Purdy is the number two, the emergency number three, or he's just unavailable for the San Francisco 49ers. One thing we do know is that Brock did practice this week. He was limited in his practice, but he did practice. So he is trending towards a return in a time frame that was labeled as 2 to 5 weeks. We're about to clear two, and it seems like missing five is a stretch at this point if you're already practicing headed into game number two.
Right.
So that's probably a
good sign.
Yeah, that's probably a positive sign. For the San Francisco 49ers, Aaron Turner, the agent of Jonathan Kuminga, I guess was making the rounds over the last 24 hours. I got tipped off from Hoops Hype that he was on the Hoop Collective podcast and thought, oh, my. Let me take a listen to this. And then KC came in and did you see Aaron Turner? I was like, yeah, of course I did. Yeah, he was on with Steiny and over on 95.7.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? So again, my man is making the rounds, but he's not actually saying anything. No. At least nothing that we don't already know.
I don't think so either. I think the only difference, which I don't think is a bad thing, is you're hearing it from him.
Yeah.
These aren't reports.
Absolutely.
You're hearing how they feel as a team on their side, what Jonathan's mindset is. You're hearing it straight from him. So there's no, oh, it's misquoted or nothing that. And I don't think that's...
There's no source. You can't fudge lines when you just hide behind us. You know, not hide behind. I don't mean that. But when you just used a sourced material, it's like, no, it's me. I'm right here. I'm his agent.
If you're not doing anything shady or doing anything underhanded or playing both sides of the fence, there's no problem with going out and saying, you guys know where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we want to chant. I think one of the quotes, we want to be able to start and finish games. That's what we want to do. We want to be great. We want to have all the opportunity in the world to be the best player that we want to be. We know it's a dicey situation here in Golden State. And he also said, I know we don't necessarily have that opportunity here. That doesn't mean we're just going to not play in Golden State given the opportunity. We'll play what role we need to play, whether it's coming off the bench, you know, spot duty in the rotation, 24. We'll play that. Like, we'll do that, but we want more.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Kuminga wants more. Mm-hmm. He wants an opportunity to be one of these top players.
Aaron Turner told, I don't know if he mentioned this to Steiny and Guru, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he mentioned it to them. He definitely mentioned it to Winhurst and Slater on the Hoop Collective. Is he mentioned Sacramento, and he talked about Sacramento. He mentioned Phoenix too, but he talked a little bit more in-depthly about Sacramento. He talked about Jonathan Kuminga talking to Scott Perry and Doug Christie, and he was like, you know, they're obviously very interested. Who knows? Maybe they're planting seeds for 2026, but they have an interest in Jonathan Kuminga having a role on their basketball team. And the more I thought about that line, the more I thought, I don't think that's realistic. Now, to be fair, I'm the same guy who didn't think this conversation we're having right now was realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, we were asked so many times this free agency was about to start, about Jonathan Kuminga. And the answer was always the same. There's nothing to talk about. Like, I don't see any way that this happens. Well, I still don't think now, obviously, there's clearly a way for it to happen. I just don't think that it's going to.
Right.
Once we get into next year and he's an unrestricted free agent, and you're likely, I don't imagine that the Warriors want to do Jonathan Kuminga or the Sacramento Kings any favors. I don't know how the Sacramento Kings acquire him next year. I just don't see it. It's a completely different type of acquisition when you just sign somebody outright versus when you trade for him. And again, I don't think the Warriors are eager to help, especially with in Aaron Turner made clear that those offers that ESPN reported with the multi-year deals ranging from, I think, 50 to 70 million. Yeah, those were offered. They want player options versus team options and so on and so forth. And it just knowing that if Jonathan Kuminga kind of says no to that and goes, nope, we're just going to do with the worst case scenario. And I'm going to sign this qualifying offer and then I'm out of here. I'll play basketball for you next year. I'm gonna do the best I can with whatever role Steve Kerr gives me. Then I'm out of here. I don't think they're gonna be like, all right, pal, well, let's help you land in your destination, especially with the team that we talked to last year who has no asset that we have even a remote interest in. That's not gonna be the case. Now, maybe there's another team out there that intrigues Aaron Turner and Jonathan Kuminga, and you can have those conversations with them, and maybe Golden State sees, wait a minute, I don't have any interest in working with them, but I do have interest in working with them. That scenario is possible. With an entire year for this whole thing to play out, I don't know that the list of teams that are interested in Jonathan Kuminga is two, Sacramento and Phoenix. Those are two that we certainly know have been active in this conversation. But if two becomes six or seven, maybe Golden State would be willing to work with one of the other five. In the end, though, I ultimately think it lands more on the likelihood of Jonathan Kuminga just signed somewhere. And I think that move by the Sacramento Kings is a lot more difficult than even the one that they're trying to pull off right now.
And the reason why they would work together, talking about Kuminga and the Warriors, is to get him as much money as possible at the new spot.
It's a two-way street. Kuminga Street takes them to that, mm-hmm. most money as possible. The Warrior Street takes them to acquiring an asset for Jonathan Kuminga and not losing him for nothing.
And they would, there's a possibility.
They did it with Clay.
Yeah.
Right? Clay could have left for nothing and they worked out, I think it was a 16 trade if I, they worked out a trade mm-hmm. it ultimately became a 6-team trade.
Yeah. Yeah. I, being a little spiteful, no. I'll just take $20 million less, and you won't get any help. That may not even be reality or what really
You happens. Are so quick to burn money.
Everything's not about money, though. Like, in this situation, Kuminga could take more money today. But I think there is a level of principality, as Big Morin would say.
I don't think that's what it is at all. I think it's his ability to earn more money later. Like, I think if he signs a... Now you have bird rights and all of these different things coming into play. Mm-hmm. But we talk about this all of the time. We talk about this with young men in college. The rookie contract is whatever. They're trying to get to the second contract. We could talk about we've weighed the pros and cons of a big NIL earner mm-hmm. in college. Who hypothetically, and I don't even think this is a real number, but we'll say 10 million. Mm-hmm. Is it worth staying in college for 10 million? What if someone offers you 10 million to stay next year versus going to the NBA draft and starting your rookie contract? And I always say, even if it's less money, you want to go to the league because you want the rookie contract over. Mm-hmm. You want the ability to sign that second contract. Then if things are going the way you really hope, you make that truly generational wealth on the third contract.
Agreed.
And I think Jonathan Kuminga is trying to get back to that point. That's why the deal with, I believe it was a 3-year deal. I don't remember the dollar figure, but it was 3 years, no options. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't think he wants that. Mm-hmm. He like, great. It's guaranteed money right now. The betting on myself thing. He's trying to get that big rookie extension.
I agree 100%. I agree with you 100%. I think that is the priority for him. But that even goes to, and it's not just Sacramento that gives him this opportunity, but if you get traded to, if the Warriors want to trade you to, let's just say Atlanta, will I be able to get everything that I need to get as far as role, shot attempts, all this other stuff to get to that next contract, right? Because we're thinking about like this 3-year contract that sure. whatever he goes through this year, 3 years with the Kings, $60 million. I think he's looking what he didn't get in this year right here. Mm-hmm. Like if he just goes to the qualifying, he's looking at where can I go where I can be an all-star. So after the 3-year deal, I can make $150 million.
Which is why I think he'll want the 2-year player option.
The 2-year player option with the new team.
With the new team. Gotcha. Yeah, like the because obviously the Kings, with what we've been told and what even Aaron Turner presented, with the role that they want him for, that's your ability to earn money. Mm-hmm. That's your ability to put your stamp, maybe for the first time, mm-hmm. to put your stamp on the league. And if you're able to do that for 2 years, yeah, your value just skyrocketed. Now you take that player option, and all of a sudden, the money that is, again, not broke, mm-hmm. but that contract that eluded you for the last 3 years, mm-hmm. it's there now, and you have defined yourself as a player in this league.
No, for sure. But and what I'm saying is if he works with the Warriors, like I said, say the Warriors want to trade him to Atlanta, right? Like he signs a deal and the Warriors but the sign and trade, which gets him more money right there on this upcoming deal. He wants to go to Atlanta. But I'm like, man, I go to Atlanta, I'm behind Trey Young with shot attempts, I'm behind.
Well, why would Jalen he do Johnson. That though? Like, why would Jonathan Kuminga want to do that?
Because a sign and trade there would get him the most money, as opposed to signing outright somewhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.